Good morning, woo! Everybody. It's been a while since we've last did a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've been streaming, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
We've been keeping busy.
We haven't been lazy. We've just been.
Why do you get to speak?
I don't know. Y'all didn't say shit, so.
I usually defer to him first, so.
He'll hurt us.
But anyways, welcome back. Glad that we're all here.
Yes.
So
this is the Wallbreakers podcast, by the way.
Yes. So let's start off with, like, I guess, weekly recap or a recap of a couple months.
Well, intros first, no?
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, it's been a while.
Yeah.
This is Jordan the Chemist. Go.
Just give the horn.
This is Dale Sam. What's up, people?
And this is Stefan Skins.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can go to weekly recap, or
since it's been
a while, we can do recap whatever shit happened.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Go for it.
So,
one of us is on sabbatical. He's pregnant.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Nah, he's just, you know.
He's on sabbatical for personal reasons.
He's on a spiritual journey to find himself.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That's so
beloved. Taking that ayahuasca and doing whatever it is hippies do.
Taking in that good peyote stuff.
Oh. How?
How?
Means death. LA's trash. Oh, for those who don't know, I accepted a scholarship to study music over in LA. Mm-hmm. So I've been going, waking up at 6, Monday through Thursday.
How does that feel?
It's not. It's not me. It's not me. But I make the drive. I'm actually pretty excited about, you know, doing this next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Getting classes free. All the teachers are well-respected musicians. They know their shit.
Nice.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm going to learn a lot from this.
I've been thinking you've been getting a lot of solos that you've been recording on Instagram.
Yeah, little by little, more and more.
Good for you.
Because they recognize that big dick energy.
I'm the only dick there, dude.
Oh, my God.
No. A fun little thing. I play in their commercial band, which is like a salsa band, basically, and I'm coughing all over the place. Anyways, and I guess the teacher has a hard time finding music, so she's struggling to find tunes for us, and we pull out this one tune, and we have two trombone players. She asks, that trombone player asks her, do you have like trombone too? Because this shit's too high for me. First of all, you got to deal with it. But anyways, she was like, the second trombone is actually a berry part, which they're in different keys and they're in different clefs. So the trombone player couldn't read it even if she wanted to.
If we have any music listeners, I hope you understand what he's saying because I have no fucking clue.
It's like speaking English and trying to read Spanish. You and trying to translate that into Spanish, you can do it. It'll take you a little bit of time though if you don't know what you're talking about.
That's fine.
But anyways, so she's like, you know, you're gonna have to transpose it and things like that. And I'm like, oh, I'll just give you the second trombone part because I collect music for a hobby and I have a bunch of salsa, Latin music, as well as big band music.
That and good shit.
The teacher stops the class, looks at me, and she's like, I've been complaining for over 2 weeks that I can't find music, and then suddenly you have a part for for her that I can't get. I'm like, yeah. She asked me, have you been holding out on me?
Kinda.
Maybe. She's like, will you bring some music? I don't know. It was my first semester, you know. I'm just testing the waters.
So what I'm hearing is that she's going to suck your dick in about 2 weeks.
I'll be honest. She's cute.
Ooh. So yes. You heard it here first. Give the horny tone sluts.
Shut up. This teacher is good looking. I can't say cute because she's older than me.
Oh, okay. But has she aged pretty well?
The fact that he's saying she's cute, I'm assuming yes.
she's a progressionist, but I feel like I could teach the class better than she can in terms of solid. Like, when she tries to describe things, her skin color starts to show.
Oh.
And I'm like, no.
Like, Cindy, it's okay.
And Cindy, it's Tumba, not Tomba. Okay?
Oh, dear God.
But anyways, so that's how my week went. I'm learning a lot. So I'm actually, you know, excited to get up, but I get super tired.
Very nice.
I'm also losing weight, too, so I'm on that
nice
journey, too. It's making it harder.
I recently started seeing a psychiatrist, and I'm going to see a therapist pretty soon.
What's the difference?
Psychiatrist is more for getting prescriptions, pills mostly. And therapist actually tries to work with you so that you don't have to take pills.
Did you know that if you split therapist and through, it's spelled out the rapist?
I can't sleep. Ah!
You know, he's not wrong.
Yeah, I know.
And I never thought about that. That I'll give you some for that.
Yeah!
But fun fact, it's impossible to find a Latina therapist. So for those of you who are listening who are Latinas, try to be a therapist. But I found out that apparently, because they had me take a test, I have chronic severe anxiety. The normal range is between 20 and 36. I'm at a 47.
It's because you think a lot.
Clearly. And I'm also, the one that came as a surprise was apparently they also have, I'm also depressed. The range is between 20 and 26. I'm at a 25. And I was like, I guess. I don't feel depressed, but okay.
Wait, you're what's the range for depression?
20 to 26. No, I think it's 20 to 28. Because they give you a questionnaire and you have to answer a certain amount of those questions. And depending on how many of those questions that you got, that tells them how where you're standing, supposedly.
So you're at a 25?
Yeah, apparently. I'm like right in the middle. Which I'm just like, okay. Whatever.
Did you know if we were tested back then, we'd all be put in asylums and hospitals for mentally ill.
In padded rooms with straitjackets. Mm-hmm. We get electroshock therapy. But on a brighter note, I finally made the next step into my weeaboo status. And I've started learning Japanese off of Rosetta Stone. And I got found out on Friday. So now I'm pretty sure my whole school knows. But yeah, that's how my week's been going. Oh, and I started going back to the gym, and it hurts.
Okay.
And I'm dying.
I started going back to playing Cyberpunk. That shit's fun. Holy shit.
I'm assuming it doesn't crash as much anymore?
No, it doesn't. It's okay. Actually almost the perfect game. And I highly recommend it.
It's funny. It's like they needed that time to actually make the game work.
Yeah, they did. Also, you guys should totally check out the anime that came out on Netflix, Edgerunner. It's from the same people who made Gurren Lagann and Kill la Kill.
When I have time.
Fair enough. It's only 10 episodes.
I don't know what animes those are.
Okay. My class is only 4 days a week. Homework takes Cyberpunk about another two.
Edgerunner.
Edgerunner. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good.
Okay.
Oh, Cobra Kai. Sorry.
Fudge!
Did you finish it?
Intense season.
It was intense. I still say, and I will always stand by it, season two will and forevermore be the best season that's ever come out. You can disagree all you want.
Spoilers. Right now, Cobra Kai's been out for about almost a month, right?
Yeah, the new season, yeah.
Yeah, so fuck you guys. I didn't expect the person who got pregnant to get pregnant. Honestly, I thought it was going to be someone else. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh my God. I don't think they're willing to touch on that one. But I'm assuming she is.
I hope. That one, I hope.
it would
but
be
they showed a lot. The fights You really felt them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. It felt like actual warfare.
Oh, yeah. No, when they...
On a small scale, mind you.
You know...
But Jesus Christ.
You know the Boy LaRusso? The what is his name?
Pussy?
Essentially. I felt bad for him. Throughout this entire series, I've only felt bad for him once. And that's when he got that swirly.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
It was bad. That was bad. But
yeah.
I was like, oh.
Did you not watch it?
I haven't seen it since season 4.
So
fuck you. Did you watch it?
I have not seen almost any season.
Oh, my God. So, anyway. His rage is unfathomable. But in any case, to sum it up for you people, spoiler alert, he's at the mall, and Cobra Kai comes into the bathroom, carrying him into a stall that is completely full of shit water.
It's been used and
it wasn't flushed. Mm. It was shit water, and they're giving him a swirly in there, and I'm just like, oh my God,
that's brutal.
It was. It's disgusting. I hated it. It's the only time I feel bad for him.
Taking each shit to a whole.
Oh my God! Stop! No.
The worst part: his afro probably absorbed all the water.
Shut up.
Anyways,
it's gross, but that kid LaRusso was a dick.
He was. He. I'm not gonna say he had that coming specifically, but he did have his ass kickings coming. That's for sure.
But it turned into like an all-out gang war.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. Okay, the first couple episodes really did get me.
When they're in Mexico?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was funny to see how there's the two main characters, Miguel and Robbie, are, you know, trying to get along.
Mm-hmm.
All they needed was just to duke it out.
That's how men do it. We kick each other's ass and then we're cool with each other afterwards. You gain a certain level of respect from fighting. Fuck this. We need to talk about our feelings bullshit. Nah, fucking let them duke it out.
So they dealt with it like men.
Exactly.
Sure. Like Ron Swanson. Sure.
Rethink that move, son.
Rethink that move, son.
Anything else, Stefan?
It was pretty much it.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Why don't you have more of a life? What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, I went to a wine party.
You only had one glass. You're full of shit.
No, I only had one glass.
Four times.
I was responsible.
I had to get home, guys.
I mostly just ate.
I had to get home. You can't even stand. No, just kidding.
Well, my weekly recap. I mean, I think. Right. I'm trying to think if I have any. Oh, so for the first time yesterday, I met my friend from Italy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
You met Viva?
She. Very short. Like, holy shit.
Like 4 foot something?
Like, I think she barely passed the 5 foot range.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she is very short. Like, I remember when I met her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she came in and I was ordering something. She didn't know who I was, first of all. So I just mm-hmm. came in and ordered and was told, like, to meet her there.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Because I know her brother, her sister-in-law were there.
Yeah.
But, like, she just walked out. She didn't know it was me. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw her, I was like, oh, my God. You are so tiny. But I went and ordered. I messaged her to say, like, wow, you're very small.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. First of all, people don't just walk up to someone and say, hey, I know you, right? If you're meeting them.
Especially if you tower over them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And especially if the only way you know them is through online.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Hello, my new thing.
Oh my God. Hello.
Yeah, just that advice. Just do not just walk up to them if like the only interaction with you had with them is online. Mm-hmm. I would say message them first.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, I saw you. And then like after that they'll expect it
mm-hmm.
at that point. So they'll tell like, oh, just come out or come over.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That's what we did.
Nice.
But I gave her a going away present.
What did you give her?
A ghost pepper.
Does she know what that is?
Yeah, I told her.
Oh, okay.
What's she gonna do? Make sauce with that?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
She's gonna put it into her pasta.
Yeah.
She's gonna fucking die.
Shit.
Oh, I told her.
What pasta do you make with ghost pepper?
You can make a lot of pasta with ghost pepper.
You can make certain sauces. Like the thing is, like there isn't a traditional thing.
Oh, okay.
Traditional sauce, you can just mix it in there.
Like Italians are hardcore.
But like I'm pretty. No, they're not.
They're not hardcore. They're not. Nothing that they eat is spicy.
Almost nothing.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
But it's not spicy.
Pasta's very heavy.
It depends where you get it.
And it's gonna get heavier.
It's funny because pasta is. I
speak in them.
I do better with pasta than I do with rice. Funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me though. But going back to it, I gave her I gave her the ghost pepper. I told her this is for you and your brother. And I told her after you eat it or you make it with the sauce, whatever, you will remember me.
Of course you will, because you violated the Geneva Convention.
You violated her mouth on a whole nother level.
Oh my God.
I told her too that it may burn when you go to the bathroom and not just number two.
She was
scared and I was like, good, you should be. And I told her this is probably I said top 10 spiciest peppers in the world. And then I said, I'm sorry, top 5. And she was like, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, here you go. And I gave her like a small baggie. I told her a story too that, okay, our mom, I guess was like buying furniture, getting groceries. And she met this Mexican man that was selling... I was just selling plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, not like, oh, household farm, but like, you know, fruit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're like saplings and all that. So my mom felt bad and saw that he was packing up. He didn't sell anything. Mm-hmm. So she went up to him and like bought the pot that had the locotos. I forgot to say it in English. Oh, peppers.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her, be careful because it is very spicy. This is probably one of the spiciest things that you can have. So, fast forward, I didn't know she bought the pepper. I didn't even know it was in the front yard. And she said, hey, it's time to harvest the pepper. I was like, awesome. Where? And she was like, oh, it's up front. You haven't seen it? I'm like, no, I haven't. So, walked up. And I see this, what looked like red, deformed peppers. I looked at it. I was like, it can't be. We're not that lucky. And so I looked it up Google, and it was very similar to either a ghost pepper or a Carolina Reaper.
Neither one you want to ingest on its own.
I'm 90% sure it's ghost pepper. The other 10% is Carolina Reaper because they're both red and they both look like scrunched up, deformed.
They look like a scrotum in the ice.
I was about to say scrunched up, dehydrated little devil toes.
Okay.
Is how I would describe it. But yeah, I took a bite of it. And so did my dad. My dad immediately spit it out.
He was like,
after biting it. Yeah, nope. I was the one that was actually chewing it and swallowed. It was probably the spiciest thing I've had. Yeah. That was fun. But I would say that's a highlight. Like, first time I met someone from the other side of the world.
Yes.
Right? And we had, like, a fun conversation. She also especially loved it when I sent her, like, the memes about desecrating pasta.
Oh, my God.
Like, there was a meme where you had spaghetti noodles through hot dog and you boiled it in water. And you see the end result.
Oh, my God. Stop.
And then you ever send her this?
Huh? I sent her that. How would you describe it? Like, that motion that Italians
do? The Italian shake.
Yeah, the Italian shake. I've sent her that emoji so many times.
Not like this. It's like this.
Yeah.
Italian quotations.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent her Italian quotations so many times. And then also I sent her pictures of pineapple pizza. And pineapple calzone.
Yay!
I hate you right now.
I know. She hated me too. She was like, I remember you sent me that. And I said...
With like chocolate sauce?
No.
No, it's disgusting.
But I even told her too, like, I wouldn't say it's a confession, but I told her, so just so you know, I hate pineapple on my pizza. I hate pineapple in almost anything except for al pastore meat, which you haven't tried yet, and in a smoothie. That's it. It's on a pizza under calzone. You go fuck yourself on that. And she asked me, why do you send it, though? And I told her, because I sacrificed 1 second of happiness to get back 120. Because your suffering brings me joy.
No. You want to upset a Latino? Send them a picture of a soft-shell taco or a hard-shell taco.
I love tacos. They send you a picture of Taco Bell's hard tacos. Go, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's not real Mexican food.
You can go fuck yourself.
She wanted to try it too. She was like, oh, like, how's the Mexican food at Taco Bell? And I'm like, don't.
It's not. I mean, Taco Bell is great, but it's not Mexican food.
Keep it up and I'll take you to Olive Garden.
Dude, like... You know what's the first thing she got when she came to America?
Hmm.
Pancakes.
I love it.
Pancakes with whipped cream and butter on top of it. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're already more American than I am. Holy fuck.
She's more American than Gia is.
Yeah, because she had pancakes. She went full American. Like, she had pancakes, In-N-Out. Churros, yes, as well. Andrew, she has churros. American. Huh?
That's Mexican.
That's Mexican. Oh,
from Disneyland.
Oh, that's pretty American.
From Disneyland?
Yeah. She went to Disneyland as well.
Mm-hmm.
They have good pasta there. I love their chili and their bread bowls.
I haven't been there in forever, so I don't know what to get.
Gumbo.
Their gumbos aren't bad.
Fucking great. I love gumbo.
See, I have to pay at least $20 for a bag of chips there, so.
Hey, Guy, would you ever want to go to Nolan's?
Oh, what? Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For multiple reasons, I can imagine.
Multiple reasons.
But, is that the end of your story?
Yeah, let me see, because she told me what she ate, which I'm like, Jesus Christ. And she was like, yeah, I'm a craving Italian food now. I think I went overboard on eating nothing but American for the week that I've been here.
Be like, there is no such thing. As American as you have eaten this week, there are still far more American.
Start moving. If you stop, you'll never move again. Oh,
she loves Cinnabon. Yes. She tried the cinnamon roll for her first time. She was like, holy fuck, I love this. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did you ask her?
I have no idea. We're not revisiting that memory.
No.
No, we're not. We are not. I'm done now.
All right. Are you guys ready for the tacos for today?
Yes.
What?
That's why I call topics.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're going
to. It's not going to stick later.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Of course, not going to stick. It's hard shell.
God. Keep going. Let's keep going. That's it for the weekly recaps. Now on to
the topic for the week.
Yeah.
Today on CNN. Just kidding. Shut the fuck today up. On the Wallbreakers Media Podcast. Reverse Uno. What do we mean by that? Well, we're talking about situations where somebody tried to do something to somebody else, or an entity tried to do something to some to another entity, and not only did it not work, the intended victim became the victimizer. A clear-cut example, Vietnam. Yeah, I'm starting there.
All right.
We had no business being in Vietnam. I know that we should hate communists, and I do. I hate communists with a passion. But it's Vietnam. What the hell do we care?
Yeah.
And when we landed on their beaches and on their islands, they took that personally. They took that very personally.
And I took that personally.
Exactly. They said, okay, we're going to get freaky. Oh, and they got freaky. It got so freaky, in fact, that the last people that were left, the last Americans that were left, they were all on top of the U.S. Embassy pleading for a helicopter to come back. Yeah, we had no business being there. And Vietnam pulled the full Uno reverse card. They were like, bam! Not only are we going to kick you out, but we're going to kick your ass, too.
It was like the war, from what I've seen and from what I was described to, is the equivalent of someone who knew nothing about sex was taken to a sex dungeon.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Essentially. Because we fought in so many different arenas over the years, but we've never fought in the jungle.
Yeah.
So we had no idea how to deal with that. So we were fucked. But anybody else want to give other topics?
I want to also bring up another example, which I find kind of ironic, as the song for that war. Do you know Fortunate Son from... Clear Creek, Creedence Revival. It ain't me. It ain't me. I'm no fortunate one. No?
No.
Okay, so it's a 70s rock song that was really popular. And it was used to kind of like symbolize like Americans going to war in Vietnam. But what people don't realize is that the lyrics of the song is saying, I'm not a soldier. Do not make me go to war.
Facts. Yeah. It's facts, though, because... there was a draft for Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And what I want to know is why. Why? We had no business being there. We were not attacked by Vietnam. We were not damaged by Vietnam. I want to know why we were there. I know it's some CIA bullshit. That's why we were there. But I want to know the real reason.
There probably is a reason that we'll probably never know of.
We'll know about it in like 60 years.
Okay. There could have been an official there that the CIA had a close eye on. They really needed him. Maybe as their mission was accomplished, and that's why we were able to pull out.
Well, no. We had to pull out because the Viet Cong were overwhelming all our defenses.
Mm-hmm.
The last stronghold was the embassy.
Oh, no. I was just saying that, like, That's what the media told us. That's
the official reason?
That's the official reason.
And the unofficial reason is because that official that we got rid of was...
was taken care of.
Was taken care of. Oh.
Yeah.
I like that theory.
Yeah. All right. Let's make it look like that we're trying to rescue them. We're desperate now. Okay.
True.
Guy, you have one?
No.
Okay, so since we're talking about wars... do you want to talk about the war in Afghanistan?
Oh, fuck. No, I do have one.
Oh, go ahead.
My eyes were closed. I was deep in meditation. Reverse Uno. How many of you have seen One Tree Hill?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it, too.
Oh, you're going to talk about that scene? That fucking scene.
Okay, so first of all, shout out to all the actors that were in that scene. There was three. So basically what it is one of the girls from One Tree Hill, I think her name's Peyton, she's basically like a web star, and she does videos, and she gains a stalker.
Ah. Nice.
So that stalker pretends to be her brother. She's looking for her brother and decides to post it on the web. And he's like, I'm your brother. And basically just like, oh, I like the same things you do. She's like, I like eggs. He's like, I like eggs too. She's like, I like rock. I like rock too. Do you like grunge? Sure. I don't. Oh, I don't either. Just stuff like that. And he's also a photographer. Creepy ass photographer that takes hundreds of pictures of her.
Side note, he's a serial killer.
Actually, no. He's not. It turns out that the girl he was dating died. But he was blamed for it.
Oh.
And so there's a whole emotional baggage right there. Face your demons, guys. But anyways.
I like how I'm trying to.
I can't sleep. Ah. Anyways, back to that story. Jesus Christ. So the stalker gets caught the first time. He escapes jail. I don't know how. I don't know how people do that.
It's not that hard, actually.
That's pretty sad.
Jail, not that hard. Prison, harder.
Yeah.
But anyways, so they don't know that he's back. She confesses to the love of her life at the time. And everything's, you know, going great. She's like, okay, he's going to come over and we're going to, you know,
we're going to go to prom.
Live happily ever after. And then doorbell rings. She opens the door and he's like, hello. And like ties her up and shit like that.
No. Don't skip over the fact that he punched her in the fucking face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. As a big hello, you know.
Oh.
Donkey Kong fist. Ties her up in the basement.
Fucking punch.
Yes. Yes.
Ties her up in the basement. Her date comes, rings the doorbell, knocks on the door, doesn't answer. So the her date thinks that, oh, you know, she's already at the party or she just doesn't want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, you know.
He took it personally.
Stupid drama stuff, yeah. Goes to prom, leaves her a message, tells her best friend, who they've been fighting for a long time. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, this is stupid. You know, I'm going to go and get her. She goes inside the house. Stalker's like, two is better than one.
Mm-hmm.
And takes her to the basement too, ties her up. They have a whole spiel. Peyton, who's the main girl, pretends that she's psychotic because her friend's about to get stabbed by this guy. So she does stuff to...
This is how you know she's a grade A actor, because she acted while acting.
Oh, yeah. She pretended that she was on his side and stuff like that, so he gave her the knife. Props to the actor. Very realistic. She stabs him. And he falls back. He's like, you know, in horror movies, when you stab
the serial killer and they don't
move. He's like, it's but a flesh wound. He's like, I don't even feel that. I feel nothing anymore. This guy, oh God. oh God.
Mama, help.
He's like, that's not very nice. I'm like, I believe you 100%, man.
See, I don't. But that's because I understand the medical side of it, but continue.
So even when he's pulling out the blade, you feel it. He's like, oh my God, that hurts. And, you know, she's trying to untie her friend. And shit turns 180. Like, it turns into a full-on brawl. Like, and a little background, Peyton's had PTSD because of the stalker. Mm-hmm. And she met her real brother who was black, is black, is black, not was. Not was. Is black and was part of the army, so he taught her how to fight. Where and
is Chingazos, chingazos.
And, you know, she runs to the room and he goes after her. But he's like, he's stumbling. It's not like a full on, like, I'm going to get you. Like, oh, God, I don't know if I want to do this anymore, but I got to follow through. I got to follow through.
He's slowly dying of blood loss. Keep in mind.
Yeah.
He's like, don't make me come in there. I'm stronger than you. And I'm like, dude, run.
You are not ready.
Leave to fight another day. Come on. Don't do it. And so he busts down the door.
No, he doesn't. He opens the door. It was not locked. He just opened the door.
Because like, it was locked at first, and then she just unlocked it for him. She unlocked the door for him.
I don't remember that. My God. Yes.
That should have been his second fucking sign that this is, you know, maybe I should try this with somebody else. Maybe this isn't a good idea.
You know what? I'll call this a loss and try again later.
Exactly. But no.
No, he goes in. He's like, I'm stronger than you. And she like punches him in the fucking face.
She had excellent form. I'm going to say that. She had excellent form. Because she did a jab cross combo. That was just clean. But the first jab hit him right in the fucking nose. And then the second one, right in the fucking jaw. It was just perfect.
He was getting his ass whooped. Oh, and yeah. I'm like, dear God, run!
But he gets confident.
Yeah, and then he like headbutts her, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This actor, like in these serial killer movies, I feel like they hold back their punches. Mm-hmm. Like it's not, doesn't seem real. Mm-hmm. When they go after him. But this guy, like, boom, I'm like, dude, she's a girl. Mm-hmm. You're gonna break something. My God.
And then he proceeds to try to rape her. Oh. I say try. He does. I think he gets as far as unzipping his own pants before
the friend comes in with a fucking pipe. And like hits him across the back. He's like, oh shit.
He's like, Mama never hit me this hard.
And she didn't aim for the head. Why?
That's a good question. I think they just wanted revenge at that point.
Oh, okay.
So they were trying to teach us a lesson.
And he like gets off her and she goes in full on attack mode. And they're both going at her. And at this point, I'm like, you're outnumbered. Run.
And
they're not scared anymore.
No, they're not in flight mode anymore. They're in, I'm going to fucking kill you, you son of a bitch.
You've seen the fights between them. Between women. Imagine
what they'll do to you.
Against
one of you.
Against a common enemy.
This is true. Women are way more vicious fighters.
But, yeah, he gets, you know, they all drop into the hallway. Mm-hmm. And this point, he tries to leave. You see him. He's like, oh, God, I've made a mistake.
He finally.
And one of the girls grabs his leg and pulls him back. And so he has no choice but to fight. At this point, I'm like, oh my God, he's going to die. He is going to die. And so he tries to get like one more good hit in. And the friend is like, remember summer camp? And she basically like gets on all fours and the other girl like pushes him and he falls.
Kick.
Kicks?
She kicked him.
She kicked him.
That was fuck.
Yeah, she kicked him.
He falls down the stairs. I'm like, oh my God, he's dead. Oh my God, he's dead.
But that's not it. That's not it. You would think that's it. No. That's not it.
They walk down the stairs and the friend is like, be careful, he's going to lunge. You see the movies, they always lunge.
And he does. He lunges.
And oh my, the Peyton.
Yeah.
Is her name. She heel kicks his fucking face.
Just right in the face.
I'm like, oh shit.
And it knocked him out.
Oh, as, no.
As it should have.
they're gonna call the police, and then she's like, give me 5 minutes. And then she proceeds to kick the shit out of his limp body. When you see the next scene, he's covered in a full-on body cast. And I'm like, oh my god, he's still alive.
Chingazo, chingazo.
But I feared for his life. Not his safety, his life.
I will say it was very refreshing to. I don't know about you, but usually in those type of situations, there's usually like someone that comes to help. Yeah. That's like a male.
Yeah.
Let's say, right? Mm-hmm. But it was very refreshing to see two women
just kick the shit out of
the shit of what was gonna become like a male serial killer.
Yeah. But I loved it. I loved every minute of that. He feared for his life. I couldn't give a shit about his life. I was just like, oh, that is badass.
In the middle of it, I was like, run, dude. You've lost. Live to fight another day.
I remember what happened. They had him in a corner, I think, at one point in the hallway. And Peyton's just beating the shit out of his fucking face. Meanwhile, the other girl is just like, she doesn't know how to fight, but she knows instincts, and she was just like clawing at him. And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that was the other thing too. The other girl didn't know how to fight,
but she knew how to survive.
Yeah.
She was like, I ain't gonna die today.
As soon as he got stabbed, I was like, dude, go home.
That's already too much.
Give into it.
If that hurts you, go home. Lick your wounds.
I didn't know.
Get stronger.
Dude, I didn't know that you didn't know that. That the door was locked at first, but then Peyton unlocked it for him. Mm-hmm. For him to come inside. And you left out the part where basically he got KO'd twice. Like, remember he came in and then she was like, jab, jab, hook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then he fell.
Yeah, and then he got up again and then jab, 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 hook.
She just beat the living shit out of him.
And then when he overpowered us when her friend came in with
the pipe.
Yeah, with the pipe.
Just palos.
I don't even think it was a pipe. I think it was like something for the fireplace. You know that?
Oh, iron, the little poker?
Yeah, the iron poker or something.
Makes sense.
I think that's what it was, because it wasn't like an actual pipe.
It looked thicker than one of those things.
Yeah, it did. But for sure, it was like, it was metal.
It was metal and it was heavy.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
It stopped him right in his tracks. Oh god, that
and
was
then, I thought it was funny because they all in a way there was like a turn being taken, right? Uh-huh. So like when the guy tried to choke out the other girl, Peyton was like jabbing at his kidneys.
Oh yeah.
Just to get him off. And then when he tried to like strangle her, you see the other girl basically doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. He's not used to fighting groups.
He's not.
But I loved it. I loved, yes, at one point they were victims, but in a second.
Uno.
Reverse activate. Uno. It was so bad for him.
I will say.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
I was like, oh shit. When I think what happened was one girl was pulling because one was on top of him. Uh-huh. The other one was pushing him. And that's when they broke through the door.
Oh my god.
And all three of them hit the wall.
Oh, that's right. it was a mosh pit at that point.
And then that's when he tried to get up. And the girl, one of the girls that was down, like she grabbed his leg. Mm-hmm. And was like, you're not going anywhere, motherfucker.
No, you started this shit. We're going to fucking finish it. But see, that's why. And I think it was Guy who talked about one of those stories where he saw women fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get in the middle of women fighting.
Fuck no.
No.
They will tear you apart. Like, when there's a reason why they call women fighting cat fights. We're not talking about little cute little kitten fights. We're talking about Jaguars versus fucking lion fights. That's what we're having here.
You see bleeding and pulled hair.
No, you full on, like, not even jaguar, like cat fights. Mm-hmm. You saw that video I showed you.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Like, you know how in fights with guys there's honor? When the other guy's down, you just let it go? Mm-hmm. There's no honor in cat fights.
No. Oh, hell no. You do it until the other girl starts crying or she's knocked out.
No, even when they're knocked out, they're still hitting them.
I know. That's why I said or knocked out.
Sometimes I will say there are instances where, you know how you talked about you don't hit until they're...
Speaking the mic.
You know how you talked about if they're on the ground, we wait for them to get up?
Yeah.
So women, what they do, like some of them actually, because they kind of have that. They kind of have that mentality too.
Mm-hmm.
I would say certain parts in I think it's LA. Certain parts of LA. What they would do is if the girl is downed, they would literally pick her back up.
Just to fuck her up again.
Yeah, the person.
Wow.
Yeah, so if two women are fighting, one falls to the ground, the other woman would pick her up from the shoulder and it was like, nah, we're not done. And then proceeds to wail on them, and then if they keep falling on the ground, the other woman keeps picking her up again.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
They don't stop. But see, here's how you know it's a real cat fight. When you see the claw come out. Because at that point, it's not about hitting. It's about reaching for something and not letting go.
No. The claw, I was going to say it. When you start to see them pull hair, that's when the fight is real.
No, I know, but that's usually... The claw is there.
And that's why before they start fighting, they take their earrings out.
Yeah, they take out their hoops. And they throw them in a tree.
They take out their sonic rings.
Exactly. just the little portals. Just
nothing from the waist down, pendeja. I'm pregnant.
Also, it's very hard to break up those type of fights.
Oh, yeah. At that point, you really can't break it up.
What happened? I remember you were there to see it.
That was a reverse in a moment.
Yeah. So my freshman year, at the end of the school year, I saw a cat fight between two girls. I don't know what it was about. People were recording.
On their flip phones.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. But this guy tried to break it up and basically got punched in the face times two.
He got punched.
By both.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then they resumed to go at each other. They were grabbed, like, the whole time, they wouldn't let go of each other's hairs.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. And then, I don't know what happened, but one of the girls, and it's testament to what you said, one of the girls was running away. The other one went after her. And the group followed, and I was like, nah, it's the end of the school year. I'm going home. I don't know these people.
But I loved it. I loved hearing that story. And I love cat fights in general. Women, I'm going to say this. Most guy fights, they're rather disappointing.
Yeah.
Most guy fights
are... There's a lot of like, come at me, bitch. Come at me.
Exactly.
Like, you come at me.
And then when they actually
fight... At workouts.
Then when they actually fucking fight, it's the most uncoordinated bullshit I've ever seen in my life.
But it's women, arms flailing.
Exactly. But women, they're running on pure instinct and hormonal rage.
There was a guy fight I saw at Newport Beach. I was waiting to get inside this club, right? I see these two guys just like drunk as shit. They're just like moving around like little chimpanzees. Like, what the fuck, dog? What the fuck, dog? I'm just. And as soon as they like proceed to like grapple with each other, they just start doing the gayest shit I've ever seen. Like one of them actually like started like picking him up, grabbing his leg, and then proceed to put his crotch over his face. It was really weird.
They tried to Batista bomb him, but couldn't pull through.
Like he couldn't pull through, so instead he pretty much put it like got him on the floor, and he had his balls right here, and he was doing this. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
This might be a humiliation kink. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't sound like a fight to me.
It wasn't.
But yeah, no. Like I said, when I know it's gone from just a fight to a cat fight, it's when I see the claw. Because at that point, it doesn't matter what it hits, whatever it touches, they're not letting go. And God forbid that it be their hair. Oh, they will tear out their hair. And I'm not going to lie, it turns me on.
Anyways, going back from
scary.
That. So another thing, a classic event in regards to reverse Uno.
Yes.
Twittered Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the whole, I guess, cultural event of Elon Musk going to purchase Twitter, making a deal, and then he backed out? I think you predicted that too, Sam, that he backed out.
Oh, yeah.
But then...
It didn't make much of a difference for him. It didn't make much political sense or economic sense for him to buy Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, he's doing this for something else, and he's most likely not even going to follow through with it.
Yeah.
But...
Twitter wasn't happy.
Clearly. It was... What did they say he was going to pay for it? $156
billion for it? No, 45 billion. Oh,
43 billion or something.
Let me look it up.
Bless the child. Bless the child.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christo.
But the fact that he, an individual person, was going to buy Twitter for billions of dollars... We know that for a fact. He was going to buy it for billions of dollars. What did people expect was going to happen? The way I saw it going down was Dogecoin was going to go up through the roof. But that was the only benefit I saw.
$44 billion.
Yeah.
He was supposed to pay $44 billion to acquire
Twitter.
That social media platform.
Which, if we're being honest, it's not worth that much.
No.
It's not. It's no Facebook. It's no Instagram.
Meta.
Yes, it's true. It's no Meta. It's no Instagram.
I don't get the label change, but okay.
I'm assuming they had some tax issues, and so they reorganized and renamed themselves. But
yeah, I know Twitter is suing Elon Musk over the busted $44 billion deal.
You know why they're suing him?
Talking to the mic.
Oh, yeah. You know why they're suing him?
Mm. Why?
Because all the executives probably gave themselves huge raises. And now they can't afford it.
They're like, my God.
This is awesome. We can all afford these bonuses. We can all afford these vacations. Hey, everybody, we're going to go to the most expensive restaurant that's out there where they serve golden shit. And now they're like,
Jimmy, guess who's going to be able to take their kids to school again?
Oh, my God.
That's right, buddy.
You're gonna eat Tasmanian devil meat. And now they're like... We can't afford to pay the fine for eating the Tasmanian devil.
Welcome back to the Christmas party, Jeff. That's right. We got enough room for you, buddy. Guess the news. So, you're going to need to pay for your Christmas ticket. And Jimmy, my boy, my man, you know, keep feeding your kids cheese sandwiches. Gonna be on that for a while.
But so what happened as a result of them not being all that happy for Elon Musk backing out on the Twitter deal?
Sue him.
They're suing him, right?
Yeah.
But little do they realize that could probably hurt them too.
Gonna hurt them because it's gonna cost them millions of dollars to sue him.
And could this potentially like expose stuff that they've been holding, like been hiding?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I forget why they said Elon Musk backed out of the deal in the first place. But that's going to have to be discussed in the trial.
Yeah.
Because if they're like, we're suing you because you backed out on a contract or an agreement or whatever the fuck it is, the court is going to ask him, why did you back out? And he's like, well... I had private investigators, I had forensic accountants, or I heard whispers of some shit that wasn't right with Twitter, and I would rather not be associated with it. And they're like, well, what kind of shit is that? Because depending on what they find, they'll vote in his favor. Mm-hmm. He has to submit that into evidence.
Yep.
And I'm pretty sure Twitter doesn't want that to come out.
No.
I've told you guys, I use Twitter for porn. I've said this multiple times. There's no censorship on Twitter.
I thought there is.
No. Yeah, there's no censorship on Twitter. None.
Oh.
It's not even that hard to find.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. Didn't they say Elon Musk was going to countersue?
I have no clue on that, actually.
I could see that being a thing, though.
It's most definitely a thing.
Yeah, it's been a while, so I haven't really caught up with that. Nor did I hear any news about that.
I'm assuming he's going to countersue. Or even if he doesn't, I mean, Twitter's reputation is going to tank. And so is their stock price. But, who knows? Who cares? I don't.
Yeah. No skid off my nose.
Exactly. What else? What else?
You want to talk about Australia? Because we have two things about that.
Australia has proven that they are not the place to fuck with.
No.
Because everything there that has a pulse wants to kill you. Everything.
Including the locals.
Exactly.
The true locals.
The ones that were there before people.
Yeah.
And they can attest because they tried to start a war with emus. And fucking lost.
How you lose to a flightless bird?
Here's the thing. This is what emus did to fight off against humans. They fucked each other. That's all they did.
Wait, what?
Their population was getting too high.
Uh-huh.
And the Australians were attempting to like reduce their population with complete failure. Yeah, there was just too many being reproduced. They just couldn't do anything.
Oh my god. So their response to getting fucked with was to fuck each other. They're like, you can't have more sex. They're like, make us, bitch.
We could do a quickie all day.
Seriously.
I'm reading. It's the Great Emu War.
The Great Emu War.
Soldiers like with machine guns were deployed to fight off the flightless birds. Oh my god.
They were deployed with machine guns. They're birds that can't fly. How hard is it to kill them? I don't need a
this
gun.
This explains a lot.
It does.
Like, especially like, you know, gun is illegal. No one's really own a gun. Everything's good.
Well, in Australia. I thought in Australia guns were legal.
No, they're banned.
They're banned.
Oh, they're banned?
Yeah, they're banned.
I follow Australian YouTubers, so I know.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell you, they went about it the wrong way.
They certainly did.
You know what they should have done? Gotten into jeeps and ran their asses over.
We come from the London under. Well, playing that.
Seriously.
That's their Fortunate Song theme song.
just do that. And just, oh my god. But this is really sad when you realize that they have their own special forces known as the SAS, which is comparable to the British SAS. Was their special forces. And they still lost. And it's not like they lost because, oh, we were getting diseases or anything. The emus were just like, we're going to just fuck.
And make more of us.
And make more. We're just going to fuck. And just fuck and fuck and fuck.
And they weren't even fighting back?
No,
they were not. They were just fucking. They were just having sex. They were getting a quickie on every fucking 5 minutes.
Do you remember the 500? Now there's 1,000 of us. Remember the 1,000? Now there's 2,000.
They just kept multiplying, and it's just like, hell, Hydra. Oh, my God, yes.
Hell, Hydra. When you cut off one head,
two more shall take its place. But Jesus Christ, man, just...
Another thing about Australia, too, is so Australia had like an overpopulation of like wild pigs, and they are an invasive species, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of fucking up the works in terms of the ecology, mm-hmm. like, you know, due to
the ecosystem.
Due to the ecosystem. Just... basically, consuming more water, consuming more vegetation, all that fun stuff. But then, this goes back to a quote from Jurassic World, Jurassic Park. Nature always finds a way.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had crocodiles come into play.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Do you mind if I interrupt for a second?
What is it?
Did you know crocodiles actually don't have a limit to how big they can grow?
Yes.
Holy shit. So they could become a T-Rex potentially?
They can grow to that length. It all depends on what they're eating. The size of the things they're eating. If they eat bigger things, they get bigger.
Oh, shit.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah. There was a... you know, I saw pigs to the rescue, an invasive species... help save Australia's crocodiles. I was like, oh, fuck. And, like, you see a picture of a hog thrashed in midair by one of these crocodiles. God. So it's a buffet for them.
Oh, yeah.
Funny enough.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, some of those crocodiles are actually, like... like you talked about, like some of them are actually getting bigger.
Yeah.
Because of these feral hogs.
And you know what the most amazing part of that is?
Mm.
Bigger does not mean slower for a crocodile.
No.
Bigger means run. Run.
Run.
However fast you think you can run faster.
So basically the bigger they are, the more terrain they can like hold on to catch mm-hmm. up to. Okay.
Thank you, Steve Irwin, for teaching me this. Between the top of their head to about the base of their tail, anything that's within that range is not safe. Like, use that as an axis. Anything in that range is not safe from them. And so the bigger they are, the more range they cover. And they're fast. They're lightning fast.
So literally behind their tail is not safe either.
If you're right behind their tail, you're safe.
Oh, okay.
But you should still be a few feet back just to be safe.
Oh, okay.
Because they're fast.
Mm. Like, you know what, like hippos, like people don't realize how fast they can run.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't swim. They run underwater.
Yeah. So, well, the crocodile, they can run, I think, like over 30 miles per hour.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On land.
Oh, my God.
They're fast.
Yeah, they're fast.
Mm.
They lunge at you, you're fucked.
The only thing you have is they're only short bursts, right?
Typically. So most crocodiles, the reason why a lot of people aren't actually killed by them is because they're territorial.
Mm.
So typically, they're not going to fuck with just anybody. They're not naturally aggressive. Unless you step into their territory, at which point they will maul the shit out of you.
Okay.
They're even considered to be lazy hunters,
too. Because they lie in wait for their prey.
Yeah. Mm. They don't chase after it.
No.
Which the hogs are like, ooh, I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm. The crocodile, not anymore.
Ooh, I'm hungry.
And that's the thing. Hogs are about as fast as crocodiles, but their reflexes are not.
Oh.
Crocodile reflexes? Insane. In fucking sane.
You know what? Now that you mention that, I do notice that, like, hogs, it takes them a little bit for them to gain momentum.
Exactly. Crocodiles, they don't need that.
Crocs are like...
Exactly. You always have to be alert when you're near... And there's these are saltwater crocodiles, so they're even meaner and faster.
Saltwater crocs actually go into the ocean sometimes too, right?
No, 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 no.
No?
It's yes, they're good swimmers, but they're more used to, like, monsoon areas, swamps, technically, and rivers. Mm. They don't go out at sea much.
Okay.
If at all. Just because at that point, they actually have to deal with other predators of the ocean.
Yeah.
And despite how good they are, they're not that good in against, you know, like sharks. Mm. They're not. But.
Now, let's talk about the last one that we have. There was a... Funny enough, you know Disney was being sued for Finding Nemo? At one point. And it was by a Frenchman. Nonetheless, his name was Frank.
His name was Frank.
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 Okay, Frank. Frank.
Frank.
Well, like in Spanish, it's like Frank Le Calvez, but I'm pretty sure that's not how, I don't know how they say it in French. But so what happened was apparently this Frenchman was suing. Because it was very similar to his children's book, Piero, I think.
Oh my god.
Was what it was called.
So.
And he was suing Disney. He was suing Disney. And then. One moment. I think he was suing Disney for how much money? I think it was like $80,000.
$80,000.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah. And damages and legal fees. So yeah, $80,000. And was arguing that like Finding Nemo was based on like the clownfish character that he wrote in his children's book, Piero. And the court ruled that the two fish were similar but not enough to confuse people.
Mm-hmm.
And then Disney sued him back for the same reason. I was saying, oh, you tried to copy us. We'll sue you now.
Oh.
And the court ruled that Nemo had existed before the Frenchman's child book and was ordered to pay $49,600, I believe. In damages and interest to Disney and Pixar Animations.
Oh my god.
He was also ordered to reimburse legal fees of $30,000. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So what happened was basically Nemo, like they don't just like put a movie out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like it takes time. And even before, usually when they announce like, oh, this is coming to theaters, it's already been worked out like years before. Mm-hmm. So that was basically the argument that they had was like, I think the children's book came out after the idea of Nemo
was created.
Was created. and they were already working on it. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't a full movie yet, I believe. I think that's what it was. It wasn't a full movie yet.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was still in production.
Mm-hmm.
They were still, like, they probably had the plot, all that shit. They just had to animate it,
mm-hmm.
basically, and get the voice actors, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that's why the court ruled in favor of Disney, saying like, oh, like this children's book was created after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then Disney was like, really?
Interesting.
And then sued that Frenchman as well for the same legal reasons of like, you tried to copy us.
But what made him think it was a good idea to take on the House of Mouse?
I don't know. Oh, by the way, this was like in early 2000s. This wasn't like something
that happened recently.
But I just found that. I was like, what?
But still, it's like, what made you think it was a good idea to take on a mega corporation as big and as powerful as Disney? Because of your, what, $200,000 salary from that book? Did you really think that was...
I don't even know how much he made from that book.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just going based off of an average. Huh. Like most book deals, they can be anywhere between $50,000, give or take, to upwards of $500,000.
Hmm.
But it just depends on how good the book is and if you have publishers and a good agent and all that crap. But let's say he got the... Let's say he got into the upper 200,000. You can afford a decent lawyer. Disney owns the lawyers. They own the court. They own your witnesses. They own your nuts.
Any baby you make at that point, they'll own that too.
Exactly. You have $200,000. They have billions of dollars. You are not ready at all.
And he asked for 80,000.
And he asked for 80,000.
Chump change.
To Disney? Yeah. But you know what's funny? Disney normally would have paid that out.
Yeah.
They normally would have paid that out. So I want to know who was having a bad day.
Like I said, early 2000s, so they probably weren't as big as they are right now.
No, but they still had all the money coming in from their theme parks and everything.
That's true.
So they easily had millions of dollars. Like you said, it's Trump change to them.
I think they wanted to set an example.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Who was pissed off that day that when they got served those court papers, they were like, him. Him.
We get one every year. Let's choose this or French fellow.
We will teach him the meaning of surrender.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you want to sue us for plagiarism? We'll sue you for fraud.
Just, I feel so bad for him, except for the fact that he's French. So, I really don't. But it's like, who told you that was a good idea? I want to know the conversation that he had, even if it was with himself, where he thought it was a great idea to sue Disney.
The Germans could take advantage of the Jews, he thought he could too.
Oh my God.
Well, no, Disney's not Jewish. They're anti-Semitic.
No, Walt Disney. Wasn't Walt
Disney is anti-Semitic. Well, he was, and then subsequently in the earlier iterations of his cartoons, being Jewish was viewed as a very negative thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's very funny because, like, we talk about that. Walt Disney also, like, was hate children as well. And yet he made Disney.
His whole enterprise was made off of the fact that he catered to children.
Which tells you a lot about his secret adult bars across Disneyland.
That's right.
Yeah, because alcohol is not allowed in Disneyland except in those places.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Neat.
I mean, that's all we have for the reverse Uno card.
No, I got one more.
Oh, you do? Go ahead.
The Japanese shouldn't have fucked with us.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm not saying they didn't have a right to be pissed at us. I'm saying they didn't have a right to fuck with us. All we did was tax them a little more on their oil. In response to that, they took it personally, and they attacked us at Pearl Harbor. I don't know if you know anything about America. We take things very personally here.
Yeah.
We proceeded to take ships and countless soldiers to the Pacific Theater. And we absolutely terrorized these fuckers. We had no idea how to fight out there. We didn't care. And as if that wasn't enough, where we were, you know, fighting basically to a stalemate. We were like, how can we actually get revenge? How can we pay them back for this? We had a German Jewish man help us make a spicy meatball.
Two spicy meatballs. Keep going.
One for a big boy and one for a little man. We gave them the spicy little meatballs. It was apparently too hot for them.
Here's what I think of your Bushido.
And I think it was 5 days later, they surrendered.
And they have a 1% rate of surrender.
Exactly. They would rather die than surrender.
Yeah.
Except, I don't know what they saw in the meatballs that we gave them.
They saw Sunny D released power of the sun.
They were so scared they committed Sudoku.
Exactly.
Sudoku? That's
stupid. They started carving numbers onto their chest.
Oh my God.
And they were like, our bad. and we were like, we know. Now don't fuck with us again, or this will happen again.
And like, it's brutal too, because you, like, we could be out there, we'll be like, huh. Those shadows are standing still.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like those shadows are frozen in time. They're not shadows.
That's all that is left
of a person
who was there.
That's a silhouette of a person that was standing at that spot.
Right there. Just right there.
Like, wow.
But there's a silver lining to this story. If it wasn't for that bomb, those bombs, we never would have gotten Grave of the Fireflies. It's an anime movie. Really good one.
Oh.
I was going to say we'd never have PlayStation, but okay.
Someone looked at the bomb and was like, I want to create PlayStation.
Exactly. But the lesson is they threw bombs at us and we were like, reverse Uno, bitch. And you know what? Let's add 4 to that. just for.
And it's scary too, because the efficiency of that nuclear reaction, 5%.
Mm-hmm. That was 5% efficiency. What's our current efficiency at right now?
I have no clue, but basically, when we're talking about efficiency, we're talking about like how much of the material actually reacted, mm-hmm. right? And believe it or not, like despite how terrifyingly destructive those bombs were, they were quite shitty bombs.
Mm-hmm. Compared to what we've made since then, it's nothing.
And like even that, because like I said, we say even like my chemistry professor said, the bombs were not very well made,
mm-hmm.
right? But yet, like he says so because like only like 5% of material reacted to create that massive explosion,
mm-hmm.
right? That's 5%. Imagine if it was up to 20.
Mm-hmm.
How much more destructive could have been?
If I recall correctly, isn't that current efficiency above 50?
I haven't looked it up, but when my professor told me that, I was like, oh, shit.
But it's just...
it's enough.
It's enough. And that's why you don't fuck with America.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. we take things very personally. And we will not only earn uno reversio, we'll add four, we'll skip a turn, we'll put a wild card. We'll do all that shit.
And we say uno at the end.
Exactly. But I think that's a good place to stop for now.
I concur.
Do we have anything else?
Nah.
Nah. We're good. I think we're good.
Yeah, the war in Afghanistan, not really.
Yeah. But I think we're good for today, right?
Yeah.
This is what we talked about. Awesome. So thank you for tuning in.
Yes.
To the podcast. As I said before, please go to Wi-Fi Breakers on Instagram. Our link tree will be there.
Yes.
And then also with the link tree, we also have a TikTok of yes. our gameplay.
It's Wallbreakers 411 on mm-hmm. TikTok.
And also we do stream a little bit more often now.
Yes.
We're using the Twitch handle Limit Reaper, Limit _ Reaper.
Yes.
For right now.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Guy, you look like you need a cup of coffee.
Yeah, he does.
So. I've been up since 5.
Why?
No, I haven't been up since. I got back home at 5 and okay. I woke up like at 9. Okay. A little bit before 9.
Guillermo yeah. looks like he could use some coffee brand coffee, which we are official affiliates for. So, mm-hmm.
oh shit!
Go online and order the coffee. Just put in coupon code Wallbreakers to get a discount on every order.
Yes.
Give me a cup of coffee now.
That's also on our Instagram. One of our most recent posts has it there. It has the code and it also has our is it our ambassador link or referral link?
Referral link.
It's our referral link.
I'll be sure to put that in the link tree.
Yes.
Actually have the coffee brand coffee link.
Cool. But yeah, we were skeptic at first because we obviously hadn't tasted it before, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I personally like the dark roast.
We made it wrong, so imagine us making it right.
We made it wrong, and it was still good.
Exactly. We made it wrong, and it was still good, so imagine if we made it right. I personally like the dark roast. I like the taste. So if you want to get cracked out for video games or whatever without actually doing crack, because we don't condone it here, drink some coffee at Coffee Brand Coffee.
Yeah.
Use code Wallbreakers.
So later on, I will be adding the link to the link tree. So you just click on the link tree on the description of the Wi-Fi Breakers. And then after that, just look for Coffee Brand Coffee.
Yes.
And then you'll have our referral link. And then also you will have the coupon code Wallbreakers all in caps.
Yes.
As well. No spaces. So just put Wallbreakers together.
Exactly. And if you don't drink coffee, they also have teas and hot chocolate.
Their hot chocolate is pretty good.
It is.
The one that I brought.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can make it in water, although I don't recommend it. It's still good with water. But if you want a more creamy, silky style of hot chocolate, mix it with milk or skim milk.
Because the one we had was Velvety Hot Cocoa. I'm pretty sure they have one with marshmallows as well.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, if you're flavors,
but yeah,
if you prefer marshmallows in your hot chocolate, then have that.
Yeah, we tried both, and they're pretty good. We wouldn't be telling you guys about it if we didn't believe in the product, because mm-hmm. we're not sellouts.
Exactly.
But, yeah, please, like I said, please go to Wi-Fi Breakers. There will be a post about the link. But I'll also be posting on Linktree, so I can refer to you guys. And then also don't forget the coupon code is wallbreakers, no spaces, all caps.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to follow this man at JoeRen_229.
Yes.
We're going to do some selfish plugs now.
And then also don't forget to follow Twitch, Limit_Reaper. That's it's correct. My Twitch, but we're using it just for all of us to stream.
Because he's the one with the most followers right now. So. Yeah.
But, that benefit. But yeah, thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. This is Give the Horn. You can follow me at GKT Music. Again, GKT Music. Also follow The Wall Five Breakers. That's our Instagram handle. I'm starting to post videos of my music stuff as well as The Wall Breakers are starting to post lots of different things now. So, you know, go take a look, take a listen, enjoy some dope music, some cool photos. And, you know, we hope to do more in the future along with community events and stuff like that.
This is Theo Sam. You can follow me at TheoSam619 on Instagram and TikTok. I haven't posted on TikTok in a while, but I'm going to start pretty soon. And follow Wi-Fi Breakers.
This is Stefan Skins. You can follow me at STEP.RORO. And you could also follow me at Stefan Skins on TikTok and Skins_TheWallBreaker on Twitch.
And that's been our podcast for today.
Thank you for joining us. All right.
I'm so sleepy.
Appreciate it.
All right. Ready? Clap check.